Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hi, everyone. We're recording. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. Today's topics, we don't have a guest today, but our topics are the NFL draft. We're going to go through the draft, the first round, and we're going to go through the Saints draft picks, the New Orleans Saints, talk a little bit about the Saints, and also LSU basketball. This roster is ever-changing, man, and it's got some great, great talent coming in. You would think losing Javonte Smart and Cam Thomas and Watford and, you know, all the players that are moving on, that it would lose talent, but they're actually going to be better, I think, when this roster is completely finished by Will Wade. We'll talk more about all that stuff. We're going to get started and talk about the LSU draft picks in the NFL draft. Seven Tigers were drafted from LSU, which is a record for 2 years in a row combined. 21 players from LSU has been drafted. If you combine it with the 222 draft, which is the most 2 years in a row draft picks for LSU in the history of LSU football, with 21 total draft picks back-to-back 2020-2021. They had 14 players drafted in 2020. With another amazing stat about this LSU football team, the national championship team from 2019, most of the starters were drafted. 17 starters have been drafted off that 2019 national championship team. And guess what? Three starters still come back next year. Derek Stingley, Austin Dakalus, and Glenn Logan. So get this. Take this into account. After this coming season, LSU has the potential of 20 of their starters from the 2019 national championship season to get drafted. 20. 20 out of 22. Really, technically, 23 if you count the long snapper. Which, that would be about 21 out of 23, which is incredible. You'll go back and look at that 219 team and say, Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase, Joe Burrow, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Thad Moss, you know, Ed Ingram, who's also basically, he would be counted as a starter possibly as well. It's basically 22 starters. After the 2023 draft coming up next year, there'd be possibly 22 starters drafted off this 219 team, national championship team. It's amazing the talent, the stars aligned, all led by Joe Burrow. And I think the 2021 football team has a chance to be very good. And I keep harping on getting everybody back. That the offseason, meaning May, June, July, August, that LSU has no players leave the program. If they return everybody that should come back, I think they're going to be one of the top three teams in the SEC. Could be one of the top two or even the best team in the end. Depends how things go. We're going to go take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the players that were drafted by LSU. There were seven players drafted. An eighth signed a free agent contract. We'll talk about that. And it'll be probably nine total, counting one more big-time free agent signee that'll happen in the next few days. We'll be right back.
Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you.
Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. We're talking about the NFL draft. This segment, our topic is the LSU players that were drafted. Seven players drafted total. One in the first round, which Ja'Marr Chase was one of the top five picks. He was the fifth pick of the first round. Jabril Cox went to Dallas in round four. I think that's going to be a great fit for him. Their linebackers are flexed out to defend tight ends very heavily in that conference. That's what he does best, is defend the pass, and he can cover just about anybody, running backs, even receivers. It was good to see Racy McMath go in round six to the Tennessee Titans. Racy's, you know, people said that he's raw and he didn't really catch a lot of balls. Well, I guess you're not going to catch a lot of balls when you have a guy named Jamar Chase on the team for 2 years and a guy by the name of Justin Jefferson. I would be a shadow as well. And so Racy McMath is really a sleeper pick for them, and I think he's got a great opportunity. Jacoby Stevens went in round six to the Philadelphia Eagles. I think that's a great pick for Jacoby Stevens. They like to use that rover, that strong safety slash linebacker, that combo guy that can be a DB, could be a linebacker, could rush the passer. Jacoby's going to make the team in Philadelphia. Look for Racy McMath to make the team as well. Jabril Cox will probably start for Dallas. And obviously, Jamar Chase is going to be a superstar with Joe Burrow in Cincinnati. You also had Kerry Vincent went in round seven with the Denver Broncos. Kerry is one of them tweener corners that could be a nickel, could be a true corner. Not a big guy, 5'10", about 185, but runs a 4.3 and has some instincts. I think he had some great games in 2019 against Oklahoma in the national championship, had that big interception, if you remember. And also had the key interception to seal the win against Ole Miss. At Ole Miss, that was a game that LSU could have easily lost in 2019. It was back and forth, it seemed, for about four quarters. You know, this is a draft that's not a deep draft for LSU, but you got Terrace Marshall in round two, which he's reunited with Joe Brady and the Carolina Panthers. I think Terrace Marshall's another guy that he was the third option. He had some injuries at LSU. He had a great career, really. Basically did not play his full junior year this past year. But Terrace Marshall, if he stays healthy, will be a phenomenal receiver for Carolina. He can stretch the field. I think his game will be utilized even more in the NFL. He's got good hands. His hands are getting better, but I think he's got a chance to be a great player at 6'3", 205 pounds, with 4.4 speed. He ran a 4.39, 40 for the scouts. And I think that's what got him in the second round. Some people said he'd be a late first, but, hey, second round to Carolina. To be with your old offensive coordinator, Joe Brady, I think it's a great fit for him. I think the draft is, you know, seven players, considering LSU went 5-5 last year, was pretty good. I mean, if LSU probably has a great year this past year, Jabril Cox is probably a first-round pick. Terrace Marshall is probably a first-round pick. That's kind of how it goes. Look, these NFL teams, they're all about momentum. I mean, they're all about what you did as a team, and they like taking teams off of championship seasons. It was proven last year when LSU had 14 players drafted, five in the first round. And look at it this year with Alabama. You know, six first-round picks, which ties the all-time amount with Miami Hurricanes. They like to draft players from championship teams. They like that mentality of winning. And it's you know, there's a lot of politics to the NFL, and that's kind of how they operate, that if you're a national championship team, they're gonna give you a little bit higher grade than if you didn't make the playoffs, unless you're just one of the top 10 players in the country and you're just that good. I mean, but if you're a tweener first-round pick, you're going to go in the first round if you just won a national championship. But we're going to go take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the New Orleans Saints draft, which I found was a weird draft, like a lot of people. And I've been following the draft since 1980, and there's been some weird drafts. And I got to tell you, I've doubted the personnel directors and all these guys, but they have really come through with some phenomenal picks of guys that nobody knows about. And here's another one. This might be the biggest draft the Saints made, where you just don't know about these guys. And I've watched a lot of college football, but these are the guys We'll go over that when we come back.
Looking for a used car? Harvey Autos has three dealerships, which means three times the used vehicles. They've got everything from fuel-efficient compacts to luxury models, even hybrids, and certified pre-owned with a warranty. Check out John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, or Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City.
Welcome back. You listen to Sports Scouting Report. Today's topic is the NFL Draft. We're talking about the LSU draft picks. Also, we're going to talk about the New Orleans Saints this segment. And also later in the show, LSU basketball team. Kind of recap where their roster is right now. Before we get started with the New Orleans Saints, I want to mention our great sponsor, John Harvey Toyota out of Bossier City, Shreveport, Louisiana. Looking for a used car? Harvey Autos has three dealerships, which means three times the used vehicles. They've got everything from fuel-efficient compacts to luxury models, even hybrids, and certified pre-owned with a warranty. Check out John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, or Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Tell them Lee sent you, and great people. Great people love football, love college football, high school football in particular. I want to go ahead and talk to the Saints fans here. A lot of Saints fans are in Baton Rouge and Shreveport and Bossier City, New Orleans, Lafayette, all over the state, home of Lafourche Parish. We all know that the biggest question mark is, who's going to take over for Drew Brees? I mean, let's face it, that is the number one question. This draft, we all watched it, that love football, right, that love the Saints, love the NFL as far as, you know, watching a game. But the number one question hasn't been answered yet. Who is going to be taking snaps under center? Come August, September, who's going to be that guy? Is it going to be Jameis Winston, the traveled veteran quarterback that had a horrible last 3 years in Tampa Bay? He's kind of toward the end of his career, not the beginning. He's still not very old, I mean, but he's early 30s. Taysom Hill, who's shown at times he could be a phenomenal quarterback, and then at times he showed that he struggles to be a complete quarterback, to be that guy that can throw the ball down the field consistently. And really, Hill to me is really better when you're bringing him in off the bench with a lot of trick plays and him throwing the ball after Drew throw it to him. You know, there's these trick plays at the line of scrimmage, or Hill coming in running for, you know, first down on third and two, or just making that quick pass to a tight end, you know, when it's third and three, third and four. But, you know, to be the full-time guy, can Taysom Hill be the full-time guy? I don't know. I mean, you would think after 4 years of playing behind Drew and getting a lot of playing time that he would be ready, but I still am not quite sold on him being the full-time starter like a lot of fans. And then Jameis Winston, you know, sometimes when you go to a different pro team, you're rebirthed. You know, you got a great second chance and a change is good. Remember Jim Plunkett that played quarterback for the Oakland Raiders, won a couple of Super Bowls. He was the first pick of the draft, I think, in 1970 by the Patriots. And he bombed, you know. He didn't have a good career there, and he changed teams, you know, to Oakland, and he was a different quarterback. So I don't want to say Winston can't be the guy. I mean, he's got a lot of experience. He's got a cannon arm, and maybe he can lead this team to the playoffs. I mean, it's going to be tough. Tampa Bay's in the league. I mean, they won the NFL championship, the Super Bowl last year. Carolina's not playing around. They're getting better. They just got Sam Darnold and you know, Joe Brady and that offense, and they just drafted Terrace Marshall from LSU. They got Christian McCaffrey, one of the top running backs in the league, and they're rebuilding their defense. Atlanta's not going to play around. I mean, this is going to be tough for the Saints. But the question is, who's going to be the quarterback? You know, Aaron Rodgers is not happy in Green Bay all of a sudden. Will the Saints go after Aaron Rodgers? Would Aaron Rodgers want to be a New Orleans Saint? I'm just going to say this right now. If Aaron Rodgers and the Saints can somehow get a contract and he goes to New Orleans, obviously the Saints are Super Bowl contenders tomorrow. But will Aaron Rodgers get more money out of this? Will he renegotiate his contract? Will they make him happy?
I think there's more. I think this is serious right now. I think Aaron Rodgers has shown that he's kind of wanted out even a year ago, and it was kind of put out like a fire being put out. But it, I mean, it's starting up again that he wants out 2 years in a row. But I'm going to tell you right now, if Aaron Rodgers ends up in New Orleans, because a lot of NFL teams drafted their quarterbacks, they're not going to be in the sweepstakes with Aaron, right? I mean, San Francisco got their guy. You know, Carolina got their quarterback. You know, we'll talk about the quarterbacks that went in the first round. There were several, you know, that went in the first round. So there's not going to be that many teams trying to get a quarterback. Saints would have a chance to land him if that happens. And obviously that's what everybody's looking at. Who's going to replace the legendary Drew Brees? Let's talk about the draft for the Saints when we come back. I'm going to go through all seven draft picks when we come back for the New Orleans Saints. It's a weird, weird no-name draft of guys that the Saints love taking chances on players that are not ranked by the media. And that's a good thing sometimes. But we'll be right back with more on the Sports Scouting Report talking about the New Orleans Saints. Later in the show, we're going to talk about LSU basketball. Be right back.
So, hey, guys, just wanted to take a minute to tell you about Harvey Autos. If you need a new or used car, there's three great dealerships right here worth checking out. John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, and Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Low prices, honest people. Tell them Lee sent you.
Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm Lee Burkeen, your host. This topic today, continuing on with the New Orleans Saints, the NFL draft for 2021. Peyton Turner, the first-round pick for the Houston Cougars. You know, I watched Houston play this past year. It was kind of a weird year for every college team with COVID-19. Houston didn't even play a ball game the first 4 weeks. So it was really hard to watch Peyton Turner, which I watch a lot of ball like a lot of people, but, you know, Houston didn't have a full season. And I guess the Saints feel like they got a guy if he played maybe all 12 games this year for Houston or like 9 or 10 games, that maybe more people would have wanted this guy. You know, he's a 6'5", 275, 280 defensive end that can rush the passer, but I'm not sold of him being this first-round pick with all this great talent that they could have got in the draft. The Saints love taking no-name players. They really do. Guys that don't really have as much tape, but maybe they just look the part. And you know, it's worked out with a lot of their offensive linemen. Let's face it, the Saints have done a great job, you know, evaluating D linemen and O linemen, not so much defensive backs, but O linemen, D linemen, and receivers. But you know, not so much with defensive backs. And it's going to be interesting to see if Peyton Turner is a bust. Is he going to be another Sean Knight from Brigham Young? Remember Sean Knight drafted years ago? It was basically this combine freak at 6'6", 290, benching 500 pounds, running a 4'6", and never really played much. There's been several players not make it in the NFL with a lot of teams. But I'm just kind of questioning the need. I mean, and again, the Saints don't need a lot. You know, they really don't. They got Alvin Kamara at running back. You got Michael Thomas. I mean, you got a lot of good O-linemen, right, coming up on the offensive line. But, you know, maybe they could have got another big-time linebacker in the first round. Maybe they could have got another big-time DB in the first round. This is pretty much a stretch pick, I think. But the second round, Pete Werner. I do like this pick at linebacker from Ohio State. I think he's a throwback Luke Kuechly type of guy. If you know who Luke Kuechly is, who retired from Carolina Panthers, he's a Bill Romanowski kind of guy. You know, he's a tough guy, 6'3", 235, can call the plays, runs about a 4.65, big guy, strong, physical, kind of linebackers that you usually see for the Ravens or the Steelers or the Patriots. I like the second round pick, Pete Werner. I watched him play. He was the only one in the national championship game against Alabama that really dominated, I thought. He had like 13 tackles. Round three, they went for their corner in Paulson Addo from Stanford, who he's got some length, man. He's 6'2", big guy, about 195, can run 4.45. Think he's a good player. I don't know if he is going to start for the Saints or if he's got that starting ability, but I watched him in the Pac-12 games. You lose, you know, some great players, so you got to really be careful what corners. I mean, they lost Janoris Jenkins to the Titans in free agency, so, yeah, this guy needs to pan out, right? And then round four, Ian Book. I love this pick. I love this pick more than all the picks. I'm a big Ian Book fan from Notre Dame. He's Houdini on the run. He improvises better than anybody in college football. You know, 6'1", 200 pounds. Hey, Drew Brees, man. This is like a Drew Brees throwback pick from Purdue. Ian Book, I think, reminded the Saints a lot of what Drew did coming out of college as a leader, getting the ball off, just being able to make things happen. And here's a guy that could evolve into a phenomenal quarterback. A lot of the pro scouts don't think so. A lot of your media people, I do. I'm a huge fan of Ian Book. You've heard me talk about him if you've been listening to the show for a year or so. I think this young man is phenomenal. He was overlooked by all these other quarterbacks because of how much bigger they were. But it's all about consistency in the NFL. Tom Brady, it was about consistency, and that's what's gotten him through, you know, up till over 40 years of age, winning Super Bowls. You just got to be consistent. And this guy's athletic. You know, he fits the Saints' offense. I'm not saying he's going to start his rookie year. But he could be the guy a couple of years from now that people say, man, Saints are geniuses. This guy all along was their guy. Who cares about those five quarterbacks and win the first round? In round six, I like this pick. In Landon Young from Kentucky, an offensive tackle, 6'7", 325 pounds, former Parade All-American coming out of the state of Kentucky. I like this kid. Under the radar, tough guy, good feet, could be a guard or tackle. I think he'll be a starter for the Saints within his second year. I think he'll be a great player for the Saints. He was a great get in round six. Round seven, you know, you could have took a lot of people in round seven. Kwon Baker from South Alabama and Mobile, not a guy that I watched him a little bit early this year, actually. He had some great games on TV. I don't know if the Saints were looking at that, but he really was a one-year guy that really came on, and he's a big guy, 6'1", about 215, big, powerful receiver. I think he could be a fine for the Saints. I really do. I think he's very athletic. About a 4.59 40. Like I said, 6'1", 215. Wasn't highly recruited. Really had some big games this past year. Really came out of nowhere. And well, I watched him. He was a very good player for South Alabama. I watched him against Tulane. And I saw a lot of ability in this kid. If you put the jersey, you change the jersey, and it's Michigan or LSU or Notre Dame or Alabama, all of a sudden he's a second-round pick. Maybe third-round pick. But I don't know about this first-round pick, Peyton Turner. I hope he pans out for the Saints. I hope he's one of them combine guys, one of those physical guys on the Huff that looks the part that actually ends up being that guy. Because you got to give the Saints a lot of credit. A lot of their no-name draft picks the last 10 years have been phenomenal. And that's this franchise done a phenomenal job of doing their homework. They really have. Give all credit to their scouting department, their GM, and Coach Payton for finding players who are very, very much under the radar. We're going to come back, talk about the first round of the NFL draft, and then after that we're going to talk about LSU basketball. All this talent they're starting to assemble, which is phenomenal, in Baton Rouge under Will Wade. We'll be right back.
Parents, are you looking for advice on getting your high school athlete recruited by the right college? Lee Brekeen is your answer. Lee has been doing it for over 30 years. He knows the ropes, and more importantly, he knows the people. Lee offers turnkey service from evaluation, creating highlight tapes in the correct format, and complete guidelines for effective communication with the schools. No matter the sport, girl or boy, no matter what grade your child is in, let Lee Brekeen help match your child to the right college fit. Go to our website, LAFootballMagazine.com, and get connected today.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. Continuing on with the NFL draft, the first round having, you know, five quarterbacks. Another stat to throw out, the SEC conference had a record 65 players drafted. That's the most players drafted ever by the SEC. It was the most in the country by 15. Their second most was in 2019 with 64. I mean, they just, let's face it, the SEC dominates talent-wise the whole country. I know the Pac-12 has some good players in the Big Ten and, you know, the Big 12. Sun Belt starting to get some players in the NFL. But at the end of the day, from top to bottom, I mean, Kentucky had seven players drafted. Kentucky. Trevor Lawrence, the first pick of the draft with Jacksonville. This is going to be a boom or a bust for Urban Meyer. You know, oh, you knew Urban was going to take the dual threat quarterback anyway before all this talk started. That's what he did with Tebow. Trevor's got a lot of work to do throwing the ball, though, I think. I really do. I don't think this is a bona fide home run. He's a physical freak. You know, he's 6'6", about 225, runs a 4.5 40. But LSU proved that he needs a little work when pressured. In the national championship game in 2019, LSU boxed him in. They had the personnel. And what I'm getting at is, in the NFL, everybody has the personnel to box you in if you're a quarterback. Trevor is a young guy. He's a leader. And you look at what he did, taking over that program after Watson left to go to the Texans. He did a great job. I mean, played three national championship games. His pedigree is phenomenal, but he needs to improve setting in the pocket, throwing under pressure. He's great running, but you're not going to run long in the NFL. That'll be a short-term deal. Trust me, you're not going to stay healthy very long running in the NFL as a quarterback. Ask Michael Vick. Ask all the quarterbacks that came in the league that panned out or didn't pan out. It's a short-term deal. But the first pick of the draft, I'm not really sure if Trevor is going to ever be that guy. I mean, if he ends up being that guy, he'll be Peyton Manning if he can become a great passer in the pocket. I mean, he's got everything. But I don't think he's polished. Trey Lance might end up being a better quarterback, the third pick of the 49ers. He's more of a dual guy that can run and throw. Zach Wilson, my favorite quarterback from Brigham Young, was the second pick of the Jets. I just don't think he fits New York. You know, taking a kid from Brigham Young to go to New York, not a good fit. The fourth pick, Kyle Pitts, the Falcons, home run. I mean, tight end Kyle Pitts is going to be phenomenal. He's going to be another Travis Kelce from the Chiefs. Great hands. He's a flex tight end that can block too, and you can't guard him. You know, obviously Jamar Chase at five with Bengals, he's going to be a star. I'm not a big fan of Jalen Waddle going six to Dolphins. You know, 5'8", 170. I know everybody's looking for the next Edelman, but I think taking this guy with the sixth pick coming off an injury. I wouldn't have picked him. And Detroit got Penny Sewell from Oregon. That's a home run offensive tackle. You know, J.C. Horn, you know, Joe Horn's son going eight to Carolina. He's going to be a great corner. Patrick Surtain at number nine going to the Broncos. He's got a lot of talent. I think he's a little stiff for a big guy. Jamar Chase took him to town, man. Jamar Chase had a field day on Surtain. In 2019, You know, Devontae Smith going to number 10 to the Eagles, I like him. I think Devontae's going to do a great job. He's a phenomenal player. Who cares how big he weighs? And he's been 167 since his sophomore year at A-Meet. But Justin Fields from the Bears, number 11, that's going to be the interesting pick to see how Justin Fields has not developed it. He only played really a couple of years, you know, when he left Georgia to go to Ohio State. He only really had a couple of years of ball. But the draft, I'm not a big fan of number 15, Mac Jones to New England. I'm really not. I think if you're protected where your jersey doesn't get dirty at Alabama, when pressured, Mac Jones did not do a good job. When pressured and hit, Mac stayed a little, had some injuries, and he didn't get hit much at Alabama. You know, Saban does the best job in the country in protecting his quarterbacks. Go back to Greg McElroy and A.J. McCarron. Neither one of those guys are star, all-star quarterbacks. And everybody said, oh, A.J. McCarron's going to be a great NFL quarterback. He's going to be the one. Nope. Everybody said, oh, Greg McElroy's going to be he's going to be a star. Nope. You know, the only one that has a lot of talent when pressured is Tua, if he can stay healthy in Miami. But all these quarterbacks, none of them, they were system guys to me. And I think Mac was now I'm not taking away he had a great year and everything, but I would have a great year if I could eat a sandwich and throw the ball. But in the NFL, you're not going to get that kind of time to throw the football. Your jersey's going to get dirty. You're going to get hit a lot. And Mac Jones cannot run. He's not Joe Burrow. He's not Taysom Hill. I mean, that's not who he is. He can't run. Now, we could say the same thing about Peyton Manning and those guys, but they were phenomenal quarterbacks. High IQ. I guess that's what Coach Belichick's looking at is, can I find me a guy that's like a Peyton Manning or another Tom Brady? And maybe he will be. I just don't think he will be. I really don't. You know, Belichick's a genius. But I don't think he'll be that phenomenal quarterback, Hall of Fame type quarterback. I just think that he had just too much time to throw the ball, and it was just easy. It was like playing flag football against everybody. And you had Devontae Smith, and you had all these great receivers for the last 2 years. They had four receivers go in the first round like LSU over the last 2 years. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, let's talk LSU basketball. Man, I'm excited for the players coming in that Will Wade's bringing in with this transfer portal, and he's not done yet. We'll be right back.
Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you.
Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. We're going to talk some LSU basketball. You look at LSU, and they won their first game in the NCAA tournament this year. They won an NCAA tournament game. That's a big deal. It's a big deal. Considering the team they had this past year, I didn't think played great as a team. They didn't have that great leadership. Even though they had great talent, you know, with Javonte Smart and Cam Thomas and, you know, Watford and all the, you know, Darius Days is a good guy. But all these guys are leaving, and you would think, man, it's going to be a rebuilding year next year for LSU basketball. No, not at all. This transfer portal was the greatest thing that ever happened to Will Wade and several other coaches, even Kentucky. As bad as Kentucky was last year, they get a chance to change their whole roster. But the portal in LSU basketball, man, they might, if there's a portal like recruiting top 25, LSU might win it. They get this Pinson kid from Missouri who has flashes of games of 18, 20 points. He comes in as a 6'2 senior at point guard or two guard. You just pick up Adam Miller from Illinois that was number one in the country, the team. I thought they would go to the Final Four. But Adam Miller, you know, had 9 points a game as a starter, but they had three guards, and two other guards were first-round pick guys. He was the youngest of the three. Is Adam Miller's got a chance to flourish his sophomore year in LSU's offense because he likes to drive the basket, shoot. He's got his game's really – he has Very similar game to Cam Thomas, but a little bit better penetration to the basket. Adam Miller's got a chance to be a lottery pick. He's 6'3", was player of the year in Illinois twice, which is hard to do out of Chicago. And then you got Seneca Knight, who sat out this year, transferred in from San Jose State from Northside High School in Lafayette. Averaged 16 points a game at San Jose State. He's 6'6". He's really a two-guard. And they got a chance to land another kid by the name of Trey Mitchell, who's from UMass, who's 6'9", 240, averaged 18.8 points a game, and get this, 7.2 rebounds a game. He's better than Watford, I think, watching film on this kid, Trey Mitchell. If they get Trey Mitchell to go with these kids that they already have, and then you return Monty Wilkinson, you return Josh LeBlanc, Eric Gaines, Josh Gray, and Sharif O'Neal, and add the freshman signees, Alex Fudge, 6'8", 220, who early enrollee that didn't play this year. He's going to be a small forward. You got Bradley Ezero, who's 6'8", 250, a power forward out of Los Angeles, California. You got Terry Eason, another transfer from Cincinnati, 6'8", 215. Great rebounder, great guy, post guy that they really needed this year. And you got a center coming in, Jarrell Colbert, who's 6'9", 210, one of the top 100 players in the country. And throw in Brandon Murray, who's a two-guard, 6'5", 210 pounds, originally from Baltimore, Maryland. Played at IMG Academy this past year. This is a very, very talented team. Actually, more talent than the team this past year on paper. More size, more shooters, more talented shooters, and more size. More size to rebound. That's what hurt LSU this past year. They were not a good rebounding team, especially offensively, getting second shots. But Josh LeBlanc will get better. Monty Wilkinson will become a great player as a wing. Josh LeBlanc is a wing. Eric Gaines is a phenomenal defensive player as a point guard. He'll probably be rotating in and play as much as a starter, if not a starter, but he's a great defensive guy. If he can just learn to shoot the ball, he'd be phenomenal. Josh Gray, the big 7-foot center that's coming back, he played a little bit. He should have been a high school senior last year. He was so young from New York. He's got a chance to be a good post player. And then you got Sharif O'Neal, who was hurt, Shaquille O'Neal's son, from Los Angeles, California, transferring in from UCLA. He'll be a true, well, a redshirt senior. He gets 2 years, actually, left because of the COVID, so he's be a redshirt junior, should be a redshirt senior. 6'10", 230 pounds. We never really got a chance to see what Sharif could do. He was hurt before he got enough games under his belt to get some minutes. So, again, if they finish with this kid, Trey Mitchell from UMass, LSU's going to be, I think, the Alabama, the SEC this coming year. I mean, Alabama lost a lot of talent. I know everybody thinks Oates is the greatest thing ever at Alabama, and you know, commend him. He did a great job. But, you know, Will Wade took his team to the Sweet 16 his second year. I mean, Alabama lost a lot of talent, too. And he recruited well, don't get me wrong. But this roster is going to be better than Alabama's and Arkansas's if they get Trey Mitchell, who's 6'9", 240, and will be the stud of the conference. And they'll be able to rotate guys in 6'8", 6'9", all day long. They couldn't do that this past year. If LSU would have been a great rebounding team this past year with a little more size, LSU would have been right up there with Alabama, and I think better than Alabama because they had the perimeter guys. But getting Adam Miller from Illinois is incredible. Getting him off the number one team in the country last year at one time, a starter who's only a freshman. He's going to be a freshman again. The Pinson kid can shoot from Missouri. The Alex Fudge kid coming in, the 6'8 freshman from Florida, is going to be phenomenal. Jarrell Colbert, like I said, I mean, they've got some big guys to come in, and they have scores. I think Monty Wilkinson is going to be a great 6'6", 220-pound two-guard that can shoot the ball, and he'll be given the green light this year. So you got Pinson, Adam Miller, Knight, Monty Wilkinson, Brandon Murray, you got a lot of shooters. You got a lot of guys that can shoot the rock. I hope you enjoyed the show. We'll have guests on this Wednesday and Friday, as always. Sometimes it's good to do a show where we can talk about things that just occur that you might need an hour to do, like today. LSU basketball, the NFL draft, the New Orleans Saints. I wish we could cover it even more and longer, but in the future we will. You know, in the future we'll have two-hour shows. I'll get a guest to do that. Obviously, you don't want to just hear me for 2 hours. But I hope everybody has a wonderful Monday, and we'll see you on Wednesday.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.